This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is truly the best way to end the week right here. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. A beautiful Friday evening. This is Jeremy. It is time for us to sit back and drink beer. With me tonight, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Also, we've got Kevin Hopkins from Mother Earth Brewing Company. Welcome back. So, yeah, last you and I had a conversation. You were getting ready for a big anniversary party, and then it struck.
Yeah, you know, the ironies of life, if you will. 2020 is our 10th anniversary. May was going to be the big festival. We had 18 guest breweries that were all locked in. We had 4 collabs that were already in recipe derivation. It was all going great. And the next thing you know, things came to a full and screeching halt. So it is what it is. And, we're just fortunate and very happy that we're able to get ahead of it a little bit and talk about doing some other things and take care of the folks out there as opposed to just celebrating ourselves, because there's a lot more out there to deal with.
With taking care of yourselves, there's been some changes in what's going on with Mother Earth. You guys aren't on downtown Main Street Vista anymore.
Yep.
And we can get your beer not only in a lot of places around San Diego, but you also do a lot of delivery too, don't you?
All the usual places are still selling. And serving, we still got beer going out. Trucks are shipping out every day. We do the curbside at the Thibodeau production facility at our original Vista Brewery as well. We stood up a delivery program really, really fast. We've since sunsetted that. Now we're using other companies and such. So you can order online, go through our website, and we've got the links and, get everything covered.
So with all the beer that's out there, it's time to sit back and drink a beer. I love you for starting the program off with this one. There's Ken's little lunchbox.
Did I call him a Milwaukee lunchbox?
I feel like we're going to school together here, Ken.
I got a peanut butter sandwich again, the string cheese and some mini carrots. It's awesome.
Oh, well, I've got a pimento sandwich on wheat and a banana. It's been there, half a banana, really. I grew up and went to school in a different time and age.
Oh, man.
Tierra Madre, this is your ultimate session San Diego-ish. It's hot outside. I need a refreshing beer.
Boys, I'm so excited about this beer. We have been so fortunate with our success over the years that we've never had tank time and space available to be able to do lagers. And we talked about doing a whole separate lineup, really a second brewery of doing nothing but lagers. So we were putting out other beers as well, like Call Me Ginger, Born Blonde, but they're ales, but they came down to that lower alcohol. We were finally this year able to go national with a sub 5%, super easy drinking Mexican style lager. The only downside is, what was the national launch date? April 1st.
Oh, no!
It's still taken off and gone crazy, and you couldn't be happier. It's part of the long term. It's here forever kind of deal. So cheers to each of you on that.
This is just a delicious, perfectly chilled, crushable beer. There's not a lot of flitz and flare behind it. You get that subtle Mexican lager flavor, that hint of corn.
We use nothing but high quality, genuine, non-gimmicky ingredients, yet we were able to put this out at $7.99 recommended price point.
What do you mean by no gimmicky ingredients?
I'm sure I have an internal bias, and part of it's because we're known for some beers that, has some flavor to them and everything else, but everything we do is of the highest quality standards. I just had a long conference call earlier this morning where we're talking about a new product. And, you know, we're going through the cost of putting that product together. And even though there may be a flavor to it, we're making sure that we're using all natural ingredients of the highest quality at every step and stage. We don't shortcut anything. So when it comes time to something like this, where we say we can put out a new item and put out a beer and do it at a really aggressive price point, it's not because we shortcutted anything in the process, procedure, or the ingredients. So we're only using the best. We're just able to do it at a point to say, all right, we can now put some beers out at some better pricing.
And this one I can find anywhere, right?
Anywhere and everywhere. It's hitting all the shelves now. You know, your grocery stores are starting to bring it in, but you can certainly find it at places like your regular Whole Foods, BevMo's, Trader Joe's, all that kind of thing.
We're past mid-July. These are the summer months of San Diego all the way through, I give it through October, November sometimes. If this is a perfect beer from this point on to the rest of the year. In fact, well, I've crushed mine. I think Ken's just been sitting there going, my glass is empty. Start off the program with this, finish off our Tierra Madre, and possibly grab another can. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. You know, if the first beer wasn't enough to get you hooked, the next beer 100% will be. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've also got Kevin Hopkins from Mother Earth Brewing Company. We talked earlier about your tasting room you had in Main Street Vista is now gone. So you're working out of the original production brew house. But are we going to get a Mother Earth tasting room again? This wasn't COVID related, was it?
No, it actually wasn't. It was COVID coincidental. We actually, you know, as all of our fans know, and many folks have come and visited us, you know, we opened the Main Street Tap House in June of 2012 in historic downtown Vista, back when that was part of a whole redevelopment. And we were the only ones down there from a hospitality portion. Us and there was a restaurant a couple doors down. Now you've got, I think, 5 different brewery entities that are down there, a number of restaurants, a lot of craft-centric places. It's phenomenal. But the ownership came up on our building, and it came time for us to decide whether or not we would stay there or if we would look someplace else. And we ultimately made the decision that we would like to build a brand new place for us. We are certainly staying here. San Diego is our origination. It's a strong home for us. We're not going anywhere. So we're very excited that we've got a new place coming. I wish I could tell you exactly when it's going to open. It's not going to happen probably this year. We have a place in mind. We're already building it, but we're literally building it. And so that takes time. And with everything going on with the current landscape, we want to make sure we open at the right time. But it will still be in North County. We're very, very excited about what it's going to be. And it's going to be a rad place. We're doing the right type of investment. We're not just going to open up someplace. We're going to open up the place.
I can only imagine the psychedelic experience it will be walking into your tasting room for the first time whenever it gets opened in 2021.
You know, that 60 acid vibe, you know, it's still out there and we need it more than ever.
It's on the can of the next beer we're drinking. This is a Cali Creamin Vanilla Cream Ale Creamsicle.
Creamsicle, you got it.
I floated around the pool with one of these yesterday, and it was indeed an out-of-body experience.
So, given the name, Creamsicle, you think, how does that translate to a beer? Is it going to be like a milkshake? Is it going to be a pastry? No.
Obviously, Cali Creamin has been a flagship for us out here in Southern California and remains so. And at the folks that did visit us at the Tap House got variations on that, right? So we did peaches and cream, we did strawberry, we did a horchata version. We've done all different types of Cali family extensions on a local basis, either in cask or just in draft down here at the Tap House. We've always had a concept to start expanding the Cali family out to the marketplace and get it to people. And so Creamsicle has always been our number one lineup. And it took us 18 months of development, because what's kind of unusual is that, you know, Cali Creamsicle doesn't actually have any cream in it. There's no lactose in Cali Creamin. It's a beautiful cream ale. We add that Madagascar vanilla to it. You get that perception of creaminess, but it's only coming from that and from the malt. So when we actually started developing this beer and we added Valencia orange to it, and it's an all natural Valencia orange that we put in, we realized that it still had a little too much astringency, too much bite. So we added some lactose, some milk sugar back into it. That gave it to the next level. So it's 100% straight Cali with the addition of two things, a little bit of lactose and some Valencia orange. Here you go. Now you've got the ice cream truck going down the street and you want that 50-50 creamsicle bar perception. This is the beer for you, but it's still got a dry finish. It's not overly sweet.
You don't get all the sticky fingers from the meltiness running down the stick. Where is this stick, by the way?
But I think the one thing to stress about this is the drinkability of this beer. This, you drink, it's refreshing, it tastes good, it's delicious.
It's light,
and you just want to drink more.
You know, there's a list, I call this thing in my office, you can't find it on the wall, but it's there every day. It's the list of things that do not suck. And so that's what I always looking for, is that anything we do has to be on that list.
Well, I'm glad you talked talk about your list of things that do not suck, because we're going to take a break, play a couple of songs. I'm going to finish this glass, and I'm definitely going to drink one of the beers that does not suck and happens to be my favorite double IPA. It's on the way. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Oh, man, there it is. As I pour the beer into my glass, I can smell the hops pouring out of it, and it makes me so happy. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken Wright and Kevin Hopkins from Mother Earth Brewing Company on a Zoom call in my East County garage. Welcome to how I like to spend a Friday night. We've had two amazing beers from Mother Earth so far, the Cali Creamy Creamsicle and the Tierra Madre Mexican Style Lager, both amazing, especially in the heat of my East County garage. The next beer we drink, this beer right here, it could be the turning point for the program. Hold your glass high, Hop Diggity Double IPA.
Oh yeah.
Now, last time we were talking, you said this is in the Resonator series and you were at the very beginning of getting this out to market. We are finally on the back end of that. This is the last this beer will be out there for 2020.
Yep, Resonator is actually going away. So we had four beers that have been rotating for the last 4 years. They were all hop-centric beers. We took two of our legacy brands, Kismet, the Nelson IPA, then our Citra Dipa. We put Hop Diggity in there. We created two new beers. Now we've moved on and we've evolved and we're going to go back, and we decided we needed to have a year-round Dipa. And so we're not going to reinvent that wheel again. We already had a flag that we helped build the company off of. And so effective first quarter next year, Hop Diggity will be available year-round, cans and draft. Kismet is going to play one more time for the next 6 months. So it'll be out to the end of the year. Kismet will still be out there, but Dipa is way to go. We're going back to Diggity.
You've managed to take home, what's the ABV on this? You managed to take a 8.2% double IPA.
What?
And make it as drinkable as any session IPA out there, with just all the rewards of flavor and mouthfeel and hops. You must use a different hop. There must be a unicorn hop in here that you're using.
Well, you know, San Diego, West Coast style, everything that came out original at P&W and all of that, you had all those great hops, and they're still great hops. Citra has been where it's been at for us, and this is a Citra base. You know, we do add in a little bit of citrus to it, so you end up with a little bit of Mosaic, Simcoe, and the like on there to help balance that, but you need something that's got that nice West Coast resin to it. But at the same time, you don't want it to be cloying, so you don't want the malt bill to be too high, right? You want to be nice and balanced, but not too, you know, silky and smooth, not sweet. And I just love this beer because it seems to kind of go right down the middle.
I'm at a loss as to how to classify this beer.
Delicious.
It is rich and juicy, like a New England style IPA. It is dry and bold, like a West Coast IPA. And while when sometimes you try to hide hybridize things, you get a mess that doesn't, it's neither fish nor fowl. This is just everything you ever dreamed of in your glass, harmonizing perfectly.
Let's not say that this is a Mother Earth beer. Let's say any beer that is like this, that presents it this way. Doesn't it really take you back to the aspect that outstanding brewers make outstanding beers because they're not too over the top on any one level? Instead of trying to get a high gravity beer, and it's 8.2, so it is high, but it's not about the malt. It's about the hop. I mean, the hops just stand out, and the malt comes secondary to this. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's all credit to the brewers.
This is definitive proof that life is good right here.
It is good. Yeah. You know what? I got the perfect Daniel Love song to go along with this one. Just because it's Friday night, we're going to throw this one in the mix. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's truly going from the frying pan into the fire when we chase one double IPA with another. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We also got Kevin Hopkins from Mother Earth Brewing Company pouring some rather delicious beers for us tonight. We just wrapped up my favorite double IPA in the history of mankind, Hop Diggity. Had Cali Creamy Creamsicle, had Tierra Madre Lager. And this is what actually got me to text Kevin in the first place. I saw that there was a San Diego Brewers United double IPA, and on the list was Stone, Alesmith, Modern Times, Mother Earth, Pizza Port, Port Brewing Company, and Thorn Brewing. So, I mean, give me the rundown on how all this came together.
Yeah, well, you know, with everything going on, obviously, you know, the community has tried to pull itself together. At the same time, we've been forced to stay apart. And so credit to Stone, you know, when the San Diego Brewers Guild was letting everybody know that they were still here to represent us, to work on our behalf, yet at the same time, they're not making any revenue because, you know, all the breweries are coming to, you know, a slowdown, and that's impacted the trade organizations, everyone else. And they're a valuable part of getting the message out to us. And so credit to Stone, who stepped up and said, you know, we're not just a brewery, we're also a distribution company, and we have great partner brands. What if we did a beer that we could get our some of our top brands together with and be able to collaborate on it and have the proceeds go back to support our local guild who's out there supporting us?
I know the social distancing and working in a brewery, they're not the easiest things to manage. How did you guys participate in this?
Well, it was funny. You know, they reached out to us. They said, hey, you know, would you guys be interested and willing to participate? Here's the hook. We're going to brew the beer. We'd like you guys to help out with the recipe generation, but you can't show up and brew it with us because we have to maintain social distancing. So, Brett, who's our head brewery here in Vista, got involved. He started coordinating with their team. They had their Zoom calls, brought everything together. They created the recipe virtually online, and then Stone brewed it on behalf of everybody.
Wait, you said Brett. I thought Chris Baker was doing all your brewing.
Yeah, so Chris Baker, who actually came to us from Stone almost 6 years ago. Chris was our head brewer here in Vista, and then Chris relocated back up to Idaho when we opened the facility there, and he was head brewing and overseeing both of our operations. And then when we got to the point that we realized that Chris was now doing that, which is a director of brewery operations, we actually promoted Chris last year, and he went out and he hired two head brewers. And so Brett started for us in, believe it or not, March, right when all of this went down. Great pedigree. Our friends over at Garage Brewing had Brett on, and he moved over and joined us. And his lineage goes all the way back to the early 2000s. I think he started with Dogfish Head back in 2004. He's got a fabulous pedigree. You hang all the medals from the arm, larger than my arm. The guy's a phenomenal brewer, and he's going to do some fabulous things to help us come out with some creativity here locally and put his stamp on San Diego.
I don't know what he contributed to this beer, but this is definitely a double IPA that's putting the hurt on me.
This is my first taste of this. Our friends at Stone actually just brought this over to us Monday night and dropped it off at the brewery. They gave us a few cans to say thanks. I'm glad that it was available so we could talk about it here on Friday. And it's a double dry hop IPA. Definitely, again, San Diego West Coast style, right? It's dank.
You're getting a lot more bitterness out of this than you got out of the Hop Diggity before. I'll tell you that right now.
This is pushing the IBUs way up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good contrast. I'm actually kind of glad that we had Diggity right before it. You couldn't do it the other way around, without a doubt. And so you had something that was nice and smooth and easy, and now you've got something that's kind of aggressive and fun and biting and just like, hey, this is a really solid, hey, let's hang out together beer.
I would say there's something about brewery ethos in there. We can take a break. When we come back, we've got one more beer coming up from Mother Earth Brewing Company. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Oh, no, this could be the one right here. This could be the one that doesn't be in on a Friday night. I will be completely useless after this. But again, most Friday nights I am. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Kevin Hopkins from Mother Earth, and we've been drinking some fantastic brews. We've had the San Diego Brewers United Double IPA that their new head brewer had a hand in. We've had the Hop Diggity Double IPA, which I will probably have as a nightcap tonight. The Cali Cream and Creamsicle, the Tierra Madre Mexican Style Lager, and the beer we end with is 12.1% ABV. How dare you?
At least we didn't start with it.
You guys have been doing your four seasons for how long now?
We stood up that program in the first quarter of 2014. And, and I want to make sure I put a little asterisk on this. Everything we do is a collaborative team family thing here at Mother Earth. Always has been. There's no one individual. We always do things together. When I came over, which coincidentally was 7 years ago, right this second, this is my anniversary coming over to Mother Earth. One of the very first things I did was talk about sourcing barrels. And so literally when I started in July back in 2013, in August, Dan and I took a road trip and I made a phone call to my good friend Todd Ashman, who was still up at 5050 in Truckee at the time. And I said, hey, could we get some barrels from you? And so we took a trailer and we loaded 26 barrels up in Truckee. We brought them back down and we stood up four seasons. And so the very first program started in 2014 and has released, quarterly with the four seasons ever since. So this is the latest offering. Again, I had a hand in the concept of it, but it still goes back to Chris Baker and all of our fabulous folks that do this. And so in this time, it's always different. The concept was that the seasons always stay the same, but the beer changes every time. So we don't repeat the beer. So this time it's a bourbon barrel aged barley wine with, depending on where you're from in the United States, it's either pecans or for someone like me, it may be pecans.
Oh my God. The nose on this
bourbon on a porch swing.
This is ridiculous. Just the smell of this without drinking it is unbelievable.
Goodness. This is the perfect quarantine beer. I think we found it.
It's a beer you could drink at any temperature. You know, you can sit there and right. say, oh yeah, it's nice and silky and smooth when it's cold, but you let it temper and open up and now you're like, man, this thing has flavor. It has layers to it. You can get that wood. You get a little bit of tannin from it. You get all the pecan flavor.
I have to salute you guys because when people brew beers with pecans or macadamia nuts, getting that a really well-balanced, noticeable infusion of that flavor is hard to do. But the pecans in this, balanced with the malt, with the barrel aging. Dude, this is...
Are you tearing up, Ken?
As a bourbon drinker, I salute you.
Well, yeah, it's funny you should say spirit like bourbon. You know, there's some brands out there. Whenever I get back to Tennessee and visit our distributors there, you know, they talk a lot about, you know, pecan whiskey. And boy, that stuff is really over the top. And so I was really, really concerned that when we did this, that it wouldn't balance. And that's what made me stoked when I first got a taste of it, because it doesn't have any of that overall cloying sweetness to it. Instead, it's really well balanced.
The bourbon, the pecan, the malt, the dark fruits, everything is just harmonizing beautifully on this.
You know, I learned this from my time in Lost Abbey, watching Tommy and all of our great folks there. You know, we had such phenomenal people that continue to this day. It's all about the blend. You know, I learned that you do tasting panels, you talk when, you know, Tommy and Dave and Gwen and, you know, everybody go around and do all these blind tastings. And to find out that you need to take the best of the best and make sure you're making a cuvée every single time. That to me was always the secret. And Chris luckily came in and he didn't have to be convinced of that. He already knew it.
This can't be something that just sits on a shelf somewhere.
You need to go find it now. You know, you won't find this in grocery stores. This is going to be at your favorite little place. You know, all those great independent liquor stores. You know, you can certainly get it at the brewery as well. Because guess what? This is the last one. The next one is coming. And so, you know, this will be gone before the next one releases here shortly.
You put this in a can. I can't help but think a beer like this may benefit from being in a nitro can.
Yeah, you know what? You know, nitro does so much for beer. And believe me, we've been a big believer in that as well. And we've spent 4 years looking at nitro, and we now own equipment that adds nitrogen to beer. And I know I was telling you guys that we may have a little something coming. So I'm happy to say it. Nitro Cali in a 16-ounce can is coming.
I'm done. I'm vindicated. Dude, if there was any better way to end the program tonight, I could not think of a better one. Nitro Cali. Oh my God. We are done. We're wrapping up with this. We will see you next Friday night, 7 o'clock, right here on Alt 94.9 for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.